Emily Dixon, Emily E-M-I-L-Y, Dixon, D-I-X-O-N. Date of birth is March 18th, 1996. This is for date of service, 6/30/2022. Miss Dixon is a 26-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her Hashimoto's thyroiditis. She was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis about 4 months ago. She also has a history of anxiety and depression. She reports symptoms of anxiety, fatigue occasionally, and some weight loss over the last few years. She has been stressed related to working as a nurse and studying as well. She had a thyroid ultrasound about 7 to 8 months ago. She reports that she previously had a regular menstrual cycle, and at this point she's currently on the IUD. Plan number one for her Hashimoto's thyroiditis. We reviewed her thyroid function studies. At this point, she has preserved thyroid function with a TSH of 1.36, free T4 of 1.41, and free T3 of 3.5. However, she does have thyroglobulin antibodies, which are elevated at 2.2. However, this has not caused any destruction at this point to her thyroid tissue. Next number, due to sustained thyroid function, I would like to place the patient on thyroid supplementation with thyroid support through Fullscript in order to keep the inflammation against her thyroid down. At this point, her thyroid has remained intact as far as function, and I hope to continue this and avoid the need to start thyroid hormone supplementation. Next number for her vitamin B12 deficiency. Her current vitamin B12 level is 376. We will start vitamin B12 weekly injections for the next six to eight weeks. And we will repeat a vitamin B12 level during her follow-up visit. Next number, follow-up in 6 to 8 weeks. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.